With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Renaissance English History Podcast, a part of the Agora Podcast Network. I'm your host, Heather Tesco, and I'm a storyteller who makes history accessible because I believe it's a pathway to understanding who we are, our place in the universe, and being more deeply in touch with our own humanity. This is episode 145, and it's a little bit of a shorter episode this week. It's on Tudor madrigals to celebrate May. Because last time we were in winter with frost fairs on the Thames, and really that's not fair, because there is no more glorious place on the planet than England in May and June. But anyway, I thought we would do something fun and different this time and listen to some madrigals for May. Now, because of copyright laws and fair use and everything like that, I can't play the full tracks that I want to play, so I'll be playing little 30-second snippets. But I've put together a special Spotify playlist where you can listen to the full works of all of these madrigals, as well as more that I recommend. So you can grab it at englandcast.com/madrigals. So let's just dig right into Tudor madrigals for May.
So madrigals I love because every kid in high school chamber choir sings madrigals like Now is the Month of May. That was the first one I sang when I was like 16. And I love it because you see these kids that are in their tuxedos and their satin dresses. Well, we wore these kind of satiny dresses. And they're singing Now is the Month of May, which is a song about rolling in the hay with the opposite sex, right? And I always think it's quite amusing to listen to some of these lyrics. And so I'm going to play some for you now. So madrigals actually started in Northern Italy, and it's a form of music. It's just kind of a verse and then a chorus, and they tell a story. So they're more than kind of a carol of a battle, which is what you see more during the Middle Ages. You've got famous pieces like the Agincourt Carol, which tells the story of the Battle of Agincourt, obviously. Madrigals are more fun. And this, I think, is such a beautiful example of the culture of the Renaissance and humanism, where we can celebrate what's going on now in life now. And we can sing just for the sake of singing. And we don't have to sing about these tales of battles and church music. We can just sing just because it's fun to sing. Who doesn't love to sing, right? And so they migrate north, madrigals do, so that by the age of Elizabeth, we have what's, of course, called the Golden Age. Elizabeth, much of the culture of Elizabeth is the Golden Age, right? So there's the Golden Age of exploration, or the Golden Age of, we've got the Golden Age of Elizabethan music. And madrigals are a huge part of that. So what I'm going to do, madrigals are great for spring, because a lot of them are just set outside and they tell these stories of shepherds and shepherdesses, and they're very clever. A lot of them have great wordplay. So what I'm going to do is tell you about a couple, and then I'm going to play them. So this talk is not just me talking, it's me talking with some music. So it's a little bit more interactive. So the first one, like I said, that I'm going to talk to you about is Now is the Month of May by Thomas Morley. And so Now is the Month of May, as the lyrics say, Now is the month of May when merry lads are playing, tra-la-la-la-la, each with his bonny lass upon the greeny grass. And they tell us stories of, you know, boys and girls out having, dancing around the maypole, having a good time and rolling in the grass, as one does. One of the lyrics mentions a game. And it says, "Shall we play Barley Break?" And I wondered, what was Barley Break? What was this game of Barley Break that they were talking about? And this gets a little bit bawdy. So if there's little ears around, you might want to plug them. So the game of Barley Break was very popular during this time. And you get three pairs, a man and a woman. So three sets of a man and a woman. And the pairs were each stationed at three different bases next to each other. And the couple in the middle base, which was called either hell or prison, they would try to catch the other two. So those other two who can break to avoid being caught. Once they were caught, they were the ones in hell. And often plays from this period use the phrase "the last couple in hell," and that comes as well from the game of Barley Break. So where the grown-up part comes is how this was seen in literature. So in The Changeling, written by Thomas Middleton and William Rowley, a man who has slept with another man's wife tells the husband, "I coupled with your mate at Barley Break. Now we are left in hell." So it generally means something similar to the idea of a roll in the hay. So let's listen now to "Now is the Month of Maying" by Thomas Morley and try and see if you can catch that lyric about playing Barley Break, okay? And now you know what that is.
Now is the month of Maying when merry lads are playing. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Each with his bonny lass upon the greeny grass. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
Say ding ding nymphs and speak, shall we play barley
break? So the next one we're going to listen to, I absolutely love this madrigal. And again, it's quite bawdy. All of these madrigals are. And the title is Come Again. It's got some innuendo there. So it was published in 1597. It sounds kind of melancholy and not really as happy as Now is the Month of May, right? But its lyrics are, it tells the story about this kind of melancholy love. It says, come again, sweet love doth now invite thy graces that refrain to do me due delight, to hear, to see, to touch, to kiss, to die with thee again in sweetest sympathy. And it's just such a beautiful song. I'm actually going to play a version of it that Sting did, because there's very little in the world that mixes better than Sting and John Dowland. He actually had an album several years ago called Songs of the Labyrinth, where he played a lot of different John Dowland music. And one of his was Come Again. So listen to this madrigal and tell me it's not one of the most beautiful things you've ever heard. Come Again by John Dowland.
Come again, sweet love doth now invite thy graces that refrain to do me due delight, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die with thee again in sweetest sympathy, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die with thee again in sweetest sympathy.
So wasn't that gorgeous, that John Dowland? Wasn't that amazing? Love that song. Next, we're going to listen to Fair Phyllis, I Saw Sitting All Alone, and this is by John Farmer. This is, again, a late 16th century. I think it was published in 1599. And the thing that is really interesting about this song is the way it handles word painting. So word painting was really popular during this time, and you see it in all kinds of different madrigals where people are, you know, using the music to actually add emphasis to the words that are being sung. And in this one, it's pretty much the best example of word painting in any madrigal that's out there. So notice how, when we listen to it, how the notes change with the up and down bits. There's a lot of the verses, all this up and down, and it's very interesting to listen to it. So it tells the story of a young shepherdess, and she was feeding her sheep near the mountain, Theophilus. Now she's gone missing from the other shepherds, and her lover, Amyntas, hurries through the hills, wandering up and down, up and down, up and down, looking for her. And then he finds her, and they fall down kissing, as you do. And they're kissing in the grass, and he does a bit more wandering up and down, up and down, up and down. So it's a really interesting, it's a really fun way that John Farmer paints the picture with the words. Take a listen to Theophilus I Saw Sitting All Alone by John Farmer. So that was fun, right? Next, we're going to talk about Who Made the Hob by William Byrd. So generally, when I talk about Byrd, I talk about him as the recusant Catholic. Byrd's Ave Verum Corpus is what got me into Tudor music in high school, listening to this piece that he wrote for Catholics when he was writing under Elizabeth and learning about him being a recusant Catholic. So that's normally what I think of when I think of Byrd. But he did write, in addition to all of the illegal masses that he wrote, he also wrote pop music. So this song, Who Made the Hob? He's talking about a lowly shepherd, Hob, who's in love with a woman much, much higher in rank. Oops. And he says, yet love I must or else I die. Oh, the drama. So listen to the wordplay, the polyphony, the word painting, and you can really hear Byrd's clever personality. And I'm sure he probably enjoyed this time to just have some fun outside of the liturgical scene. So this is Byrd's Who Made the Hob.
Who made the hob forsake the plough and fall in love? Sweet beauty, which hath power to bow the gods above? What dost thou serve, a shepherdess? I such as hath no peer, I guess.
So another piece that we're going to listen to now, we're going to listen to two more. We're going to listen to John Farmer's A Pretty Little Bonnie Lass. And in this, it tells the story of yet another springtime love or lust that has gone unrequited. A pretty bonnie lass was walking in the midst of May before the sun gan rise. I took her by the hand and fell to talking of this and that as best I could devise. I swore I would, yet still she said I should not do what I would, and yet for all I could not. So listen to how much John Farmer has fun with the this and that lyrics. Again, you can see kind of the technique coming through in these pop songs. I think it's a really cool way that musicians were able to show off what they were capable of in a way that was accessible to normal people who wanted to just sing along with it. And the final one we're going to listen to is another William Byrd madrigal. And this is another favorite. It's the sweet and merry month of May. And Byrd shows off why he was able to stay in favor despite being a Catholic. He brings some patriotism into the song. So he says, this sweet and merry month of May, while nature wantons in her prime and birds do sing and beasts do play, for pleasure of the joyful time. I chose first for the holiday and greet Eliza with a rhyme. Oh, beauteous queen of second Troy, take well in worth a simple toy. So he's kind of appealing to Elizabeth and appealing to the patriotism, calling her the beauteous queen of second Troy. If I was Elizabeth, I would be happy with that idea as well, wouldn't you?
So that is it for this week. Like I say, you can listen to these and more wonderful Tudor Elizabethan madrigals for spring at englandcast.com/madrigals. There's a whole playlist there and some great resources to learn more. So again, englandcast.com/madrigals. And let me know what you thought about this episode. You can get in touch with me through the listener support line at 801-6-TESCO or through Twitter at Tesco. Or facebook.com/englandcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back again in another 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Blow, northern wind, a scent will make me sweating. Blow, northern wind, blow, blow, blow. Ich hot a board in Bauerbricht, at solis semlis.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.